I want to thank everyone for joining, those who are returning and those who are here for the first time. Once again, the concept here is, as Rav Shechter mentioned earlier this week, in the absence of Kriyas HaTorah, in the usual format, Targum becomes that much more significant. And so to add some spice, to add new dimensions to our limud of the Parsha, so it would be a nice idea to get together probably 3 weeks for a quick 15-minute Parsha burst to zero in each time on one or two points. In the Parsha last time, we look at the beginning of the Sedra of Vayakel. Over the course of Parsha's Vayakel, we hear, as we saw last time, first, the Torah opens with touching back for the fourth major time over the course of Chodesh Mos on Shabbos. And then the main focus of Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jewish people about the mitzvah of building Mishkan, talks about staffing, Bezalel, and Aholiyav, fascinating Rashi, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Lamed Daled, about the relative status of those two and about the importance of intent. Very, very fascinating Rashi about Bezalel and Aholiyav. And then you hear about the reach out, for donations and the incredible generosity of Klal Yisrael, so much so. In Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, Moshe actually has to ask the Jews to stop giving. And then, on Vav Pasuk Ches, you begin to hear about the Jews who steps forward to make the Mishkan. You hear about the fabricating of the Mishkan, piece by piece, and building the tents, and building the walls, the Krushim. Perek Lamed Zayin, but Bezalel takes the lead in making the Aron. And then you hear about making the other over the course of Perek Lamed Zayin, all the various Kalim of the Mishkan are put together. The Shulchan, the menorah, the table for the Lechem HaPanim, the weekly Shabbos bread, as it were, the original Shabbos bread, and the menorah for lighting every night. The Mizbach HaKetores, which we use every day and every evening, every morning and every evening for burning the Ketores inside the building, inside the Mishkan. And then moving outward, the two major Kalim that are in the outdoor part of the Mishkan, the Chatzar HaMishkan, because the Mishkan itself refers to the building. The Chatzar HaMishkan is an open air space around it where karbanos were generally brought. And that's, as you move to Perek Lamed Ches, the making of the Mizbach, all of the big copper Mizbach, which is used for offering karbanos. And Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, the single Pasuk, that speaks about the other piece of the holy gear, the outdoor area in the Chatzar HaMishkan, and that is the Yasas HaKior Nechoshes, as Kano Nechoshes. They make the copper kior and the copper base for the kior. What was this kior? This was what we used. Kohana would wash their hands and feet every time Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in advance of Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, in advance of Avoda in the Mishkan, before a Kohen could step on the Mizbeach and offer a carbon, before a Kohen could step inside the Mishkan building itself for any reason, for Lechem HaPanim, for Menorah, for any other purpose, Kohen needed to perform Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, had to wash his hands and feet in preparation. This in many ways is the source, the model for much of our Netilas Yadayim, particularly Netilas Yadayim in advance of davening, perhaps also Netilas Yadayim in the morning, some Rishonim say, Neglavarsu when you wake up, may well be a model that approaches his avoda. In advance of avoda, he prepares himself by washing hands, so we too prepare ourselves for a whole day of avoda, of all sorts, by washing our hands, Netilas Yadayim Shachas, Neglavarsu. Now here, very short presentation. If you're looking through the Chumash, you see each of the Kalim, it's a long paragraph. the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbacha, inner Mizbacha, Ketores, the outer Mizbacha, the Kiyar gets just one pasuk. This single short presentation adds a feature that we don't hear by any of the other Kalim. Because here we hear not only about how they made it, but what sorts of raw materials they used. Not just that they used copper. We hear by the other. Here we hear about the kiyar for this holy sink and its base. The copper came in maros hatsova os. I need to translate that term. The maros hatsova os at church. With the maros of the os. Sounds like the women, it at first looks like the word tzivaot, and that's armies or hosts, often a reference to the armies of Malachim or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so to speak surrounded by armies of Malachim, plural of tzava. And when it's used as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we typically say tzivakot. But that's not the word here. It didn't say bimaros tzivakot. It's bimaros tzivakot. Women who were tzivaos, asher tzivau, these women had been tzivay Pesach olmoid. What does that mean? What does that mean? The fascinating Rashi. Fascinating Rashi. See, the Targum Onkelos, he says, take a look at both versions of Echa Targum. The Targum Onkelos says, the machzias nishaya, the asyan litzala'a, women who had come to pray, the tzali is Aramaic for lehispalel, women who had come to pray at the Olmo, in front of the Olmo. But Rashi has a different approach. What does it mean they were tzova? Oh, it's not that they gathered. Not that they gathered in front of the Mishkan to pray. They had, Rashi says, fascinating backstory. The Maror stuck this Rashi together. And then in the minutes that we have, we'll try to at least begin to appreciate the concept that the Rashi is introducing us to here. The Gnosis saw the one of the rare long Rashi, might be actually one of the only long Rashis in all of Vayakha. The Gnosis saw how he had done Maros. The Jewish women had the Gnosis saw had Maros. Sheroos behen kshayim miskashno. These are mirrors that they would use to see themselves when they would put on makeup, put on jewelry. Pop up lo ikvu milavi lenivas mishkan. It is a women's mirror. As the Torah is stressing, we don't hear much about what the gold had been before it was given for the menorah or the mizbach haktoras, nor do we hear about what the copper was used for was given for the large mizbeach. But here with the kiyar, we hear to what they were used to. This copper was originally mirrors, makeup mirrors. Ah, so low. Well, why do we have to care about that? Rashi, well, not jewelry. They're even willing to give them mirrors. Why is that significant? So Rashi tells us this fascinating story. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, thank you. That's the type of... ...that often comes up. It's collecting for a shul, for yeshiva, for some other holy organization. Or you want to make sure that the money is kosher. And that is critically important. Now, Moshe looked at these mirrors and said, hey, that's a non-kosher donation. Because mirrors, makeup mirrors, astrinli yitzahara, those were meant to move forward carnal desire. Those were meant to make themselves attractive to men. And Moshe's initial approach was, that doesn't belong in the Mishkan. That's inappropriate. And Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no kabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, absolutely not. You should accept those. Not only are these also kosher, these are the most precious donations. Why? Shall they have raised a whole generation of Jews, gave rise to a whole generation of Jews indirectly using these mirrors. And that's what they're called, the Maros Hatzavot. These are the mirrors of the women who gave rise to a generation using these mirrors. And Rashi goes on to explain, it was a terrible time in Mitzrayim. The men were being tortured as slaves. There was no way, they had no interest in being intimate with their wives. She says, women would go out, play with the mirrors to make themselves beautiful, and they would use the mirrors to move forward, romance with the husband. Fascinating. Misabro to Yodosham, Tachasa Tapuch or Tich. Rashi references one of the most poignant efforts to romance between the Jewish husbands and wives in Mitzrayim, Tachasa Tapuch, underneath the apple tree, as it were. By the way, that is one of the reasons why the Tapuach plays such a central role in the Charoset, to remember in part these episodes, the Maros Hatzavot. Wow. Rashi goes on to prove that that's what the word means. The Maros in this case means mirrors. And this was central. This is fascinating. What's the significance of this? This is the most, Rashi said before that this is not only appropriate, not only kosher, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu found this to be the most beautiful, most precious donation of all. And why what does this mean? And why the kiyar? Number one, Rashi goes on to explain, specifically the kiyar was made from these mirrors. Kiyar wasn't the only copper item. The previous item in the Pesukim was the big mizbech, also from copper, but specifically the kiyar, Shehu Lasum Shalom Ben Ish Le'ishto. Because after all, the kiyar has a particularly significant role in terms of shalom bayis because of the role of the water of the kiyar in the sota process. In a situation where shalom bayis is on the rock, sometimes the water of the kiyar would be a major ingredient in the recipe that could restore shalom bayis. You know, perhaps there's an additional layer to the significance of the kiyar as well. Because if you think for a moment about Rashi, there's much to say. And perhaps some other time we'll have more time to expand on this. But this Rashi is one of the central sources in Rishonim for the recognition that we don't see marital intimacy as a negative. We don't see marital intimacy as a concession. And we don't see carnal desire as fundamentally negative. Right? Rashi said, look, that's Yetzer Hara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not necessarily. It's supposed to be Yetzer Tov. Carnal desire is powerful. It's not fundamentally good or bad. It can be used poorly. It can be used incredibly well. It can be a source of Tumah or a source of extraordinary Kedusha. As a matter of fact, this topic is the major topic in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha. Rambam Sefer Kedusha does not include anything about Beis HaMikdash or Karbanos or Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. Rambam Sefer Kedusha is all about two topics: how Jews approach physical living, Yisurei and Machal Sasuris, because we don't see physical desire as fundamentally bad or fundamentally good. It can be used poorly or it can be used incredibly well. And one of the most poignant expressions of that idea is right here. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what more precious donation than this expression of carnal desire channeled properly, these Maros Hatzavos, What a beautiful donation the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. And perhaps, by the way, and we'll end with this, the cure specifically is that the role of the kiyar is to prepare the kohen for his avoda. You wash your hands as a hachana for bringing the carpet. Wash your hands as a hachana and turn into or some idea. Again, I wake up, I'm not planning to go into mikdash. But the Negev has to remind me that we'll lead a day, Mitzvah, full of Avos Hashem, both in the obvious ways and in the way in which I handle the mundane part of my Mitzvah, too, because part of my Avos Hashem. Mirrors were a hachana for Avos Hashem. It's exactly what they were. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what better place than to take these and use them for the kiyar, to once again be hachana for Avos Hashem. And it's to the importance of hachana, of ein kedusha b'li hachana, the importance of preparing, and this recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the system of mitzvahs, gives us the opportunity to take neutral physical activities and channel them incredibly spiritually positive. It's been a pleasure learning together. We'll get at a distance, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do this going forward, both online in Mirtz Hashem, the Karov, in person.
Amen.
We will have in Mirtz Hashem at least one more opportunity, probably Thursday night at this time, to have a final parsha burst on Vayakru Pikudei. More details to come out tomorrow, but most likely there'll be a different shira now tomorrow.
Good night. Thank you.
Have a marvelous evening, Chaver.